1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Welcome back. It is Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. And also, got lots to go on here today. We have, starting off with the top stories, big debacle going on today as it pertains to a letter. Progressive Democrats wrote a letter to Biden that urged him to rethink his Ukraine strategy. And I guess House Progressive Leader Pramila Jayapal, she's the one that sent it, but she blamed her staff for sending the letter. That's kind of weird. But now they've retracted this letter overall. So there is, I don't know, there, you know, looking at it, I mean, like you said, she's blaming her staff. There was apparently a swift backlash from other Democrats, the non-progressive Democrats, pertaining to this. She says that the letter was drafted months ago, and it was released by her staff without vetting. Apparently, it represented 30 Democrats urging the administration to consider a proactive diplomatic push, redoubling efforts to seek a realistic framework for a ceasefire. And so I guess part of it says, we agree with the administration's perspective that it is not America's place to pressure Ukraine government regarding sovereignty decisions. But as legislators responsible for the expenditure of tens of billions of U.S. taxpayer dollars in military assistance, we believe such involvement in this war also creates a responsibility for the United States to seriously explore all possible avenues. And actually, in the parts that I've read of the letter, it's actually not that bad of a letter to overall. But like it was, actually a lot of it kind of made sense because it dealt with this. Like, hey, you know what? We're spending tens of billions of dollars. They're looking to approve another $50 billion of taxpayer dollars to go to the Ukraine. And it's saying, if we're going to be spending this kind of money on Ukraine and this situation, then maybe we need to get more involved with ending this whole ordeal. Otherwise, it's going to be just ongoing tens of billions of dollars going towards their efforts. So it's actually, I thought, it actually kind of makes sense a little bit what they're trying to say here. So so it's kind of a surprise to see like the backlash, I guess you would say, as it pertained to that. Then, let's see here, some of the other top stories going on. More than 9.2 million pre-election ballots have been cast nationally as early and absentee voting continues ahead of the 2022 midterms. Kind of like what I was talking about last night after pertaining to the gubernatorial debate. You know, we've already had over a million ballots cast here in the state. And I just don't think that debate last night was going to sway anybody. I think people have already decided if they're a if they're going to be a Charlie Crist supporter or a Governor DeSantis supporter. By the way, I mean, I'm going to talk more about it at the beginning of next hour, but can I just say, like, oh, the applause, man. The applause. Oy. The debate moderator started off by saying to the crowd, no applause till the end. And then, not even halfway through, a quarter of the way through, not even, she addressed the crowd again. It's like, okay, you guys, please stop applauding. We'll give you time to applaud at the end, but the applause is breaking things up too much. Applaud at the end. They were like, yeah, whatever. And they just kept on applauding. It was like, oh my goodness gracious. It was very distracting to me. And it took away from what each candidate, because it was like, okay, so obviously you have fans in the crowd and obviously you have fans in the crowd. Great. Now we know that you both have fans in the crowd. Let's move on. But no, it still just kept going. It was terrible. They definitely distracted from it quite a bit.
All right, it is 4:15. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and I'll give you some of the other top stories going on.
Highway 90 eastbound, leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace. You're going to see some slow traffic on the causeway. This is going to become everyday afternoon traffic while we have construction going on the causeway. Eastbound lane is down to one lane open, so that's where we're seeing the majority of these slowdowns. It's going to start when you get to the intersection of Scenic Highway and Davis Highway, right near the University of West Florida, and slowdowns will clear up before you get to Woodbine Road. We also have a couple accidents reported by FHP. Tippin Avenue and East Olive Road. This is going to be right near Cedarwood Village Lane. We do have an accident, as well as Highway 90 in Spears Road in Spears Street in Milton. This is right near Bell Lane. Not seeing a lot of slowdowns because of it, but just keep that intersection in mind. If you see something else slowing you down on the road, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right. Some of the other stories going on here. Consumer confidence fell in October as inflation continues to take a toll on our optimism in the country. And I also saw this. Google ad sales took a hit and missed estimates. Alphabet stock dropped 6%. Microsoft earnings declined as well. Sales growth slowed down. And Coca-Cola earnings showed the company's doing okay. They actually did okay despite inflation. So Coca-Cola doing okay. Chipotle doing okay on their earnings reports as well. Elon Musk tells bankers he plans to close Twitter's deal on Friday. So we'll see what happens with that, because now the buzz is, I don't know if you've seen this, but the buzz is that when he closes on Twitter, on the Twitter deal, he's planning on laying off 75% of the workforce. Oh boy. So we'll see if that happens. I'm not quite sure if it will. Then we've got some of the other stories here. The New York Supreme Court has reinstated all employees fired for being unvaccinated and has ordered back pay. Huh? Yeah. This is a pretty big one. This is New York City fight. New York City. Fight pertaining to state employees who were fired during the mandates, and now they've been told that they've got to be reinstated and they've been ordered to give back pay. That's pretty big right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, and finally, we're starting to see home prices cooling at a record pace. I did see a report. Some of the biggest real estate price drops is around 6%. Some have dropped 8% in some of these bigger cities that had massive price increases. But I was reading a report about that and going, okay, so the prices have dropped 6 to 8%. That's pretty significant. It's pretty big. However, in those cities where they've dropped 6 to 8%, those markets are up anywhere from 45% to 60% over the past, basically since the pandemic started. So, 6 and 8%, 6 or 8% drop in real estate prices is nothing when the prices have gone up 60%. You know what I mean? All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi coming up here next. Top trending news on News Radio 92.3. Local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting us 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Hey, if you want to help out our neighbors in need, all you got to do is text DISASTER to 20222 or visit floridadisasterfund.org in order to help those affected by Hurricane Ian. That's the floridadisasterfund.org, or like I said, once again, you can go to text DISASTER to 20222. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news this hour. Well, there's a new survey out. It says President Biden's approval rating is falling again. Gallup now putting the president's approval rating at only 40%. It was previously at 44%. That was in August, 42% then last month. The results of that poll revealed, today, just 2 weeks now before the midterm election. Officials in California today monitoring the aftermath of a 5.1 earthquake, apparently, that hit near San Jose today. Now, so far, no damage or injuries were reported. And the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services says they're working with officials and monitoring the situation. The U.S. Geological Service says that quake was also followed by a 3.1 magnitude aftershock. And apparently the earthquake was felt at least 70 miles from where it hit. Heard you mention this earlier. Elon Musk reportedly closing that deal to purchase Twitter by the end of the week. That's what Reuters says he just told his co-investors in the deal. They say the investors now have the paperwork showing it's a done deal. And, Bobby, I know we're all getting ready for some Thanksgiving football. And this year, the Jonas Brothers are going to be performing at the halftime show of the Dallas Cowboys game on Thanksgiving. They shared that announcement on Twitter today with all their fans, including a promo photo of the three Jonas Brothers wearing their Cowboys jerseys. They're going to take the stage on November 24th in the Cowboys New York Giants game.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. And let me tell you about Dancing Through the Decades Gala coming up. Raise funds for the Council on Aging of West Florida and celebrate the golden anniversary. 50 years in the community, serving and supporting and advocating for seniors. It's coming up November 4th. It's going to be at 6 p.m. Can be at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. And to sponsor or to get your tickets, just go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Go ahead, Gracie.
Well, our highways are looking good on I-10 and I-110. We are seeing some major slowdowns on Highway 90. Unfortunately, this is going to be everyday traffic now as there is construction going on the causeway. Eastbound, if you're leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace, eastbound, there's only one lane open, so it's causing some major slowdowns as you're approaching the Scenic Highway Davis exit. Right when you get past that intersection is where you'll start to see it starting to slow down on the causeway. It does clear up before you get to Woodbine Road. Going in the opposite direction, leaving Pace, going towards Pensacola, not too bad, but definitely seeing some delays there, so keep that in mind. 29 north and southbound lanes checking in clear, as well as Blue Angel north and southbound not showing any delays. And we do just have everyday afternoon traffic on Gulf Breeze Parkway. That's going to be if you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point in front of the Nature Preserve. It is going to be slow moving until you get to Gondolier Boulevard, and that's where it'll start to get back to your posted speeds. And in Navarre, not seeing anything to slow you down on 98. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, got an update for you on, we got a lot of rain going on here. That's a good thing. But we're still in a drought. And so I got a little bit of update on that coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Let's call right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, I've got this update here for you on, well, first of all, Baldwin County now actually has a burn ban. I need to let you know about that. So Baldwin County has a burn ban to let you know about, and Mobile County does as well. So even with the rain today, it's probably not going to be enough for to have it like disappear. Like the burn bans are still going to be in place. We're still just in a drought. I had a friend of mine who lives up in Iowa sent me some pictures the other day over the weekend of, we were just talking about a drought, and they go, oh, it's really bad here. And I was like, oh, really? Like, I said, yeah, here there's a drought. You know, I know there's a really bad drought out west. And I've been reading that the Mississippi River has been having some problems with transporting barges and things like that. And so they sent me pictures of the rivers up there in like Iowa and along the Mississippi. It is way worse than I realized. I did not realize that the oceans were that low at this point. So, yeah, it's a really, really bad situation. And, you know, so we look at our drought here. Doesn't seem like it's quite as bad as what it is in other places, but it's still bad. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Also, out there in the Atlantic, there is now actually three disturbances with a chance to develop into a storm of some sort, but only about a 20% chance. So hopefully they'll just kind of just be rainstorms and that'll be it. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Hey, the 2022 season of Bands on the Beach has returned thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week's band, in fact, this is the final week, and it's going to be the Modern Eldorados. So they play some of your old classics from the 1950s, so be sure to check that out. While you're out there, stop by our sister station's tent, Cat Country 98.7. You can spin the prize wheel and sample something delicious from Pepsi. Check out the whole lineup on our website, newsradio923.com. And also, while you're listening to News Radio 92.3, you can have a chance to win a pair of tickets tomorrow morning. I believe they'll be giving away another pair of tickets to Florida State Seminoles. They're playing the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets this weekend. And if you'd like to attend, just listen to News Radio 92.3 for your opportunity to win. More than 9.2 million pre-election ballots have been cast nationally as early and absentee voting has gone ahead of the 2022 election. Consumer confidence fell in October as inflation continues to take a toll as well. Those are your top three stories right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your sports hit.
All righty. The NBA is on TNT tonight at 6:30 with the Dallas Mavericks taking on the New Orleans Pelicans. And then at 9 o'clock on TNT, you got the Golden State Warriors taking on the Phoenix Suns. NHL hockey will be on ESPN Plus beginning at 6 o'clock with the Dallas Stars playing the Boston Bruins, Arizona playing Columbus, New Jersey playing Detroit Red Wings, Minnesota playing Montreal, and then the later games, including Florida Panthers playing the Chicago Blackhawks and Tampa Bay playing LA on the late game, 9:30 on that one. ESPN will have hockey at 9:30, Las Vegas playing San Jose at 9:30. Then I believe we've got we're all set right now for that. I'll give you, actually, I can go ahead and get some sports news in here. The big news today, I think, being Brittany Griner. She lost her appeal of a 9-year prison sentence, and I was reading something and basically said she's out of legal options at this point. Now the only way she's going to be getting out of prison anytime soon is going to be if there's some sort of government intervention pertaining to that. So yeah, that's not good. Let's see here. Apparently since the Colts have benched Matt Ryan, they will avoid having to pay him up to $17 million in bonus money. And now they allegedly
are looking to trade him. Oh, boy. Then in other teams, Chiefs defensive end Frank Clark has been suspended for 2 games over a weapons charge from a 2021 arrest. NFL did an investigation into the referees. It looked like they might have been trying to get an autograph from Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans in the postgame. They've done an investigation. They said, looking at some postgame video, the referees were not seeking an autograph from him. And Marlins, the Miami Marlins are hiring Skip Shoemaker as their, well, as their skipper, as their manager. He was the bench coach with the Cardinals most recently. And there was one other one I saw. Oh, according to a source, the Texas State Aggies have ended up suspending 3 players indefinitely, 3 football players indefinitely for violating team rules. And finally, the New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson has been downgraded to out in the game tonight. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, the major delays are going to be on Highway 90. That is due to construction. Construction crews have temporarily shifted the eastbound traffic to the westbound bridge going over Simpson River. And during this time, it's only going to be two lanes on the westbound, as well as just 1 lane moving eastbound. So keep that in mind, seeing some major slowdowns as you move out of Pensacola going towards Pace. This will start after you get past the intersection of Scenic Highway in Davis, right near the University of West Florida, and where you will see those slowdowns on the causeway. Again, that's Highway 90 on the causeway, leaving Pensacola, going towards Pace. I-10 and I-110 checking in clear, as well as the 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, and really nothing to slow you down on 98 throughout Gulf Breeze. You'll see a little bit of your typical afternoon traffic in front of the Nature Preserve, but other than that, you are checking in clear. See someone else, just give me a call at 850-2626-111, and this traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, and they're located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So one of the other big stories that's been going on, really haven't covered it that much yet, is pertains to the climate activists going on right now. Oh, boy. Yes, the climate activists are out in droves and doing all kinds of crazy. It started, the first place I got kind of a wind of it was when they threw tomato soup or something like that on a Van Gogh painting. And I was like, what? And then they sat down, like they did like a sit-in. And so that was the first thing. Then some other activists threw mashed potatoes at a Monet painting to protest fossil fuel extraction and did a sit-in. And then you had them blocking, they had them blocking roads, created a big mess of road mess in England. And then like the next day when they blocked a bridge, it created a traffic accident and 2 people died in that traffic accident. And they still weren't done. So then they end up gluing themselves to a Porsche museum. A bunch of people glued themselves to the ground at a Porsche museum. And one of the things that kind of happened kind of funny with that was at one point they ended up having to go use the bathroom. And, you know, now they're glued to the ground. So, okay. But then you've got another situation where they tried to glue themselves to some sports cars or something like that as well. It's like, oh my goodness. They've really, I don't know what's happened the last 2 weeks, but the last 2 weeks they've just kind of gone like to next level with trying to bring awareness of climate change and trying to protest any kind of oil production. And, you know, this is one of the things that we talk about when we look at the studies, and 3/4 of Americans are concerned with misinformation being spread. You would think because of the mainstream media, the concern with that misinformation is, you know, conservatives spreading misinformation about COVID or something like that. But no. There is just as much concern about misinformation about things like the COVID shot being something that you need in order to prevent from getting COVID. But it is just as much about climate change and man's contribution or lack thereof with climate change. It's always a one-sided conversation. So what happens? You get a bunch of these Generation Zers losing their minds, feeling like, I mean, you got to understand the play for them to do such drastic actions that they're doing. They are coming from a place of pure fear to the point of hysteria. It just doesn't make any sense to many logic. Even people who want to fight climate change are like, okay, you're going a little far here on this one. But you got to understand where they're coming from. They have been scared to death. It's the Greta Van Susteren type of conversations that they've fallen 100% into, to where they're like, we're not going to have a planet in 5 years. And you're like, what? But that's where they come from. And it's unfortunate, because not one of these protesters who's gluing themselves down or throwing tomato soup on a Van Gogh painting or mashed potatoes on a Monet painting, not one of them could tell you the slightest bit of carbon impact of a volcano. They have no clue. And that's the sad thing. They're not well-rounded in their understanding of climate and all of the impacts on climate. I mean, not one of them understands that the Sahara Desert used to be a forest way before the Industrial Revolution. It had nothing to do with the Industrial Revolution and why it changed. They don't know. They don't have a broad understanding. They have the hysterical understanding, and that's it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we got to get traffic on the five. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David Wayne in the newsroom. And then I got to talk about judging people. We'll talk about that next on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick update from David Wayne over in the newsroom. David?
Well, Bobby, there's a town hall meeting that's going to be going on tonight to discuss some issues related to a new townhome development in the Perdido Key area, also some road projects around there. This meeting being hosted by District 1 Commissioner Jeff Burgosh. The development in question being located right near the base of the Theo Bars Bridge. Some people worrying about the impact it might have on already congested roads there. Burgosh telling Channel 3 the permits are already approved and it could generate about $700,000 for the county in tax revenue. But this meeting being held tonight at the Perdido Bay United Methodist Church, and that's going to be at 6 o'clock tonight, about 1 hour from now.
All right, there you go. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Well, speaking of congested roads, we're seeing slowdowns on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. There's construction being done on the causeway now that's causing some major slowdowns in the eastbound direction. That's because there's only one lane open. So if that's your typical way home, know that that is going to be slow moving for the next couple weeks here. So seeing one lane open in the eastbound direction as well as two lanes open in the westbound. Other than that, we're checking in clear on I-10 and I-110. We have heavy traffic on Pine Forest in between 9 Mile and I-10. Pine Forest south of the interstate is moving nicely, as well as Blue Angel Parkway and Gulf Beach Highway. See something else, just give me a call to the traffic line. That number is 850-2626-111. And if you are thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie Wolf with your traffic on the fives.
It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I got a text here pertaining to climate change. I was talking about these climate, like, even the people who want to do more pertaining to climate change are like, they don't even agree with these people who are defacing paintings, blocking bridges, blocking roads, creating traffic accidents, gluing themselves to sports cars and museums, things like that. And I was saying, but the sad thing is those people who are doing these kinds of activism don't have a well-rounded viewpoint of all the things that affect climate. And I said, like a volcano, they have no idea how much emissions volcanoes put out. And the reason why I was bringing that up, by the way, is because a volcanic eruption we had a couple of years ago, it put out more emissions and more carbon and more of this other things than what man has done in 10 years. Just one volcano. And my point in being that is, like, we can keep doing a lot of things, but unless we significantly reduce our population, there's really not much we can do. So instead of trying to reverse climate change, we need to start figuring out how we're going to live with the climate that's adjusting, whether it be rising seas, whether it be more wildfires, whether it be whatever it might be. We need to start trying to figure out more droughts, et cetera. We're going to have to start learning how to deal with the future instead of trying to figure out how to manipulate and guide Mother Earth. Not going to happen. Got a text here. Volcanoes are natural features. We cannot control their emissions. People, however, can adjust and make better choices and decisions. We're just lazy as a society. It's an unfortunate but true fact. Actually, and see, that's the thing that's frustrating. Here in the United States and in Europe, we've actually made a lot of headway at significantly reducing our emissions that affect the climate, that affect the ozone, that affect water vapor, that affect these things. But the problem is while we've made a lot of headway, China and African countries that are developing and India have, like, they've put out more emissions, like, that more than makes up for any of the good that we've done. And so it's like, well, we're doing this thing. They're like, yeah, whatever. We're going to go ahead and pollute the atmosphere. I mean, they're polluting. They're not just doing carbon dioxide, which I have no problem with carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is good for the trees. It's good for vegetation. So more carbon dioxide, the better. Water vapor is what creates the heating environment and those types of things like that. But they're pumping out just as much stuff as they can to ruin the atmosphere, whatever it might be. Anyway, my point is these climate activists, they're attacking the first world countries, and the first world countries are actually doing their part. It's the third world countries that aren't, and what are you going to do? Tell them to stay third world? Come on. They're not going to do that. They just don't have a bigger viewpoint of what's going on. All right, just let me hit today's sign of the apocalypse real quick since we're running out of time. A man set his shower curtain on fire to get his visitors to leave. He's in Syracuse, New York. He's fed up with people in the apartment. I guess he was having a party or something. They wouldn't leave, so he just set one of the shower curtains on fire. Call 911.